I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
Oh, stalling for you there. I didn't think you were ready, and I was going to do the long,
I was trying to rush.
That's what partners do for each other.
I got
other.
Baby Ruth mouth. When's the last time you had a Baby Ruth?
Ooh. Is that the one with coconut?
No.
That's Almond Joy.
Almond Joy. Yeah.
Almond Joy.
Baby Ruth?
Baby Ruth.
Gosh.
It's like a stickier Snickers.
Yeah. It's been years. I couldn't tell you the last time. And the Tonger, the old Sam Tong, our general sales manager.
Yeah, they call him the Tonger.
The Tonger.
It's very uncomfortable.
Do they call him that or do you call him that?
I call him that.
I think the world calls him that.
Do they?
Yeah, I think that's what they call him.
I think it's kind of, what's up, Tonger? He's got a little bowl of candy in his office. So, you know, I like to do a little drive-by, a little fun size. Or maybe, no, it's not the fun size, it's the minis.
It's usually the best when he's not in there.
Oh, yeah, because it feels a little awkward. Because let's be honest, I'm not in there to talk to the Tonger.
Want the candy.
That's in there for a candy.
But what he wants is you to talk to him.
Yeah, and then,
that's why he puts the candy in there.
It's a quid pro quo. And quite frankly, I'm not into it. So I'll kind of do like a drive-by and be like, oh, he's gone. And I snuck in. And like 2 weeks ago, all that was left was the Baby Ruth. And I kind of was like, oh, Baby Ruth. And I was debating. I'm like, do I get the Baby Ruth? I'm like, I really don't want the Baby Ruth. And I went for it. And let me tell you. Where's the Baby Ruth been in my life? It's delightful.
You had never had one?
It's been years. And I don't know why I was dismissive of the Baby Ruth. I wanted nothing to do with it. And I took it as like a pity. I was like, well, it's the only candy there. And why not? And I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's good candy.
The Baby Ruth is a solid candy bar. It's criminally underrated. I was like, where did this come from? And now as I walked by, I had a choice. He's got there's a Crunch bar in there. Couple others, and you know what I went for? I passed up the Butterfinger. I said nay to the Butterfinger. Went right by it.
I love a Butterfinger.
Well, who doesn't? But I went digging through. I actually searched, found the Baby Ruth, and now, dare I say, the Baby Ruth is climbing my candy power rankings. I'm not saying it's on the medal stand.
Who did it pass?
But it's a contender. Well, it passed the Butterfinger.
Just for a day, though. You're not putting it ahead of Butterfinger in your rankings.
No,
get out of here.
Probably right.
Come on.
But it's a hot newcomer. I'll tell you what, it passed the Crunch Bar. It certainly passed the Kit Kat. Get that out of here. I got no time for the Kit Kat.
I like the Kit Kat.
That's gone. Yeah, get it out.
Kitty Kat.
It passed the Milky Way. I want nothing. Why would I have a Milky Way when I have a Baby Ruth?
I think Baby Ruth is better than Milky Way.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. And you know, just...
I mean, it's not a Twix. It's not a Reese's, but...
Well, that's what I was going to say. Just because a candy bar is fifth or sixth on the candy bar rankings...
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's bad.
No.
There's a lot of good competition out there.
Well, it's
like the SEC.
It's like quarterbacks or SEC. Not everyone can be Bama. There's nothing wrong with being Tennessee. And how about that? I feel like the Baby Ruth might be the Tennessee of candy bars.
To me, the Snickers is the king of candy bars.
It is.
And then you have the Twix. And after that, I'm open to ranking. Like, Kit Kat is really high on my list.
Is it?
Yeah.
I find the Kit Kat to be a little mid, unless we get into all of the Kit Kat flavors. Because the Kit Kat might be the most versatile They got like 1,000. You go over to Japan.
Well, yeah, you've got the Japanese influence in your household. The Japanese do Kit Kats a whole different way.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
I didn't know they had different flavors.
Oh,
they've
my God.
Got green tea and matcha and yeah. strawberry and coconut and all these different Kit Kats.
I don't know why the Japanese have embraced the Kit Kat, but they have, and they've made it their own. There are so many flavors of Kit Kat, and maybe that's what it is that at my house, because Mamoru-san, the BTJ's father, he sends over like Japanese care packages. So we always at my house have a bounty of random Kit Kat flavors. So when I see the regular Kit Kat, the American Kit Kat, I'm like, yeah, it's Bush League.
I just found 19 Kit Kat flavors you have to try in Japan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strawberry.
No.
Sake flavored.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
There's the gold Kit Kat, which is more of like a kind of a yellow-white one. There's a strawberry shortcake, chocolate orange, cookies and cream.
Did you say chocolate orange?
Chocolate orange.
Oh, it's awesome.
I'm in.
I'll bring some in, because half of these I've had.
Apple pie, cafe latte, lucky red and white. I don't know what that is. Hojicha tea, tea flavor, wasabi Kit Kats.
I'll tell you what, that one is criminally
a little
underrated.
Spicy?
Yes, it's got a little. It's got a little. How's your father in there?
Matcha tiramisu.
The BTJ the BTJ likes that one. Not my favorite because I'm not a big coffee guy.
Rum raisin,
delightful.
Mm. Milk tea, sweet potato.
Ooh.
And plum wine or umeshu.
Yeah, dude, they're everywhere. Wow. Next time we get a care package, I'll bring in.
Oh, hey, look, it's Jeff Russ from the Midday Show.
Oh yeah, look at that.
And he is passing out.
Look at that
flavored. Kit Kats for us here on the program.
That's a lemon crisp.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Lemon crisp, yeah. I'm going to try it live on the air.
There's a lot of different flavors out there. So,
for us, where did he come up with that?
I don't know.
Deep in his backpack?
If there's someone that would have random Kit Kats, wouldn't you think it's Jeff Rust? He seems to be that sort of man. What do you think of the lemon crisp?
Well, I'm kind of out on this because...
You're not a fan?
Well, there's no chocolate.
No.
That's why are you smacking? Don't smack.
I love it.
That's smacking?
Yeah, you're smacking.
Isn't that
it's really
eating?
Good. It doesn't taste like a Kit Kat because it's not chocolatey like you said, but
as
a delightful, crispy lemon treat, very nice.
It feels lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I need chocolate with my Kitty Kat. Do you know what the Kit Kat's named after?
No idea. I'm guessing some sort of cat.
No. Wait, hold on.
Are you having to double check?
No, I'm eating. You guys like that? It's a good radio?
Yeah.
Us eating on the air?
Someone's saying that maybe dismissive of the Babe Ruth because of the old school movies. It was the turd in the pool.
It was, yeah.
And then Sloth in the Goonies was a Babe Ruth guy.
I also feel like it falls victim to being in the same category as Snickers, and no one's beaten the Snickers.
Yeah, it is kind of, someone said it's kind of a poor man's Snickers, but I see the Snickers all the time and you become kind of complacent with the Snickers, and I'm telling you, the Babe Ruth came out of nowhere, and I'm enjoying it. Right now I'm on a Baby Ruth run. So keep them coming, Dunger.
The name Kit Kat for the popular chocolate bar originates from the Kit Kat Club, a London literary and political club in the 18th century.
That boy, when I hear Kit Kat Club, that's not what I think.
That is the furthest thing from what could have possibly been the origin I would have thought of.
A literary club.
Is it? Is there a Kit Kat Club here in
I don't know.
Off Burnside?
Literary club, you mean?
No, it is not a literary club. It's right by Voodoo Donuts. Is that not the Kit Kat Club?
I don't know.
Kit Kat Club, Portland. Let's see. Portland's premier gentleman's club.
Yeah.
There is a Kit Kat.
I was going to say, I was like, wait a minute.
Portland's premier cabaret club, according to its own Instagram.
Yeah, it's tucked in that little alleyway by Voodoo Donuts and Dante's all right there.
Yeah, I'm told not to go down there because I'll get shot.
Oh, no, you're fine.
No, I'm told I'll get shot.
Mm.
Well, it's like a war zone.
You can go there late at night and there's that one dude that serves falafels at like 2:30 in the morning. That guy's a freaking American hero.
So the club was named after Christopher Catling, a pastry chef who supplied the club with mutton pies called Kit Kats.
Oh. A mutton pie was a Kit Kat?
Yeah, and then
what?
Roundtree's, the original manufacturer, adopted the name when launching their chocolate bar in 1937, having previously used the name Roundtree's Chocolate Crisp.
Boy, I'm not certain that I would be into eating, first off, a mutton pie of any kind.
The Kit Kat.
Let alone I'm like, hey, can I get a Kit Kat? And then someone brings me a mutton pie.
Do you know how the Baby Ruth got its name?
Couldn't tell you. I'm assuming some girl named Ruth.
Ruth Cleveland, President Grover Cleveland's daughter.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was actually named after, let's see here.
So did they just, when he had the baby, they called it Baby Ruth because of her?
While the Curtis Candy Company claims it was named after President Grover Cleveland's daughter, Ruth Cleveland, there is strong evidence and popular belief that it was actually named after baseball legend Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
To capitalize on his fame.
That would make sense.
The company has consistently maintained the former explanation, however.
Is it possible because they didn't want to pay Babe Ruth?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean.
Exactly.
You call something Baby Ruth instead of Babe Ruth.
I wonder if they got sued for that.
And then you're like, I don't know what you're talking about, Babe. Sorry, George. This is a completely different thing. It's like McDonald's versus McDowell's. Ah, good luck proving that in a court of law.
Snickers. That candy bar.
The king of candy bars?
Got its name from a beloved horse owned by the Mars family.
Named Snickers, huh?
The horse's name was Snickers.
Mm. And now I feel like pets, like dogs and horses, are named Snickers because of the candy bar, but the candy bar because of the pet.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. I judge people who have animals named Snickers.
They're
Snickers.
Eating the pets.
Snickers died in 1930, and so they named the bar.
There's a little piece of Snickers in every Snickers bar.
Well, you just
bar.
Wonder if Snickers had not passed before the making of the bar.
Yeah.
What do they name? They're not naming it after Snickers unless Snickers dies.
And yeah. Also, every time you have a Snickers, it's a horse memorial.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I had like a little, I'm calling it now a Little Sebastian.
A Little Sebastian bar.
Instead of having a Snickers bar, I'm going to have, hey, can I get myself a Little Sebastian? It's always fun when you come up with your own name for things. During the skirmish there, I guess it's still going on, of the Russian-Ukrainian war, back when that was like a hot topic. Remember we refused to...
Is that still going on out there?
Yeah, it's still going on. We were choosing to support the Ukrainians and not order white Russians, and someone suggested we called them Creamy Jonathans. And one of the bars I went to, I was sitting down, and the lady comes over to me and goes, I don't know what to make of this, but someone just down there ordered you a Creamy Jonathan. I just was like, God bless you. So at that bar, and it's now closed, I was Slow Bar, but it was great. So the bartenders there all started calling white Russians Creamy Jonathans, which is just, adds a little whimsy to
like
your drink.
Like making a French 75 a Freedom 75 or something
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. You know, mix it up a little bit, right? Name the Willametta. Put a little whimsy in your life. Or next time you go, order a Creamy Jonathan, and when they look at you, be like, it's a white Russian. I support the Ukraine.
I will not be ordering a Creamy Jonathan.
You don't want to order a Creamy Jonathan? Yeah,
no,
you do. You do want to order a Creamy Jonathan.
Twix? Mm-hmm. I mean,
Twix.
Yeah, Twix.
Yeah.
Kind of a, well, that's a pretty obvious one, but it's a mix between a twin and Stix.
Oh,
because there's two of them.
Well, I'm dumb, and that's been established.
Yeah.
You said that was pretty obvious. I did not put that together.
Well, I don't know about obvious, but it's like kind of not a cool story.
Twin Stix. Yeah.
Payday's a cool story.
Okay.
The Payday candy bar is named Payday because it was first produced on a day when the employees at the Hollywood Candy Company were receiving their paychecks.
Huh. Can I also state for the record?
And this was in the Great Depression, by the way.
Oh. The Payday bar, that's trash. I got no.
Yeah, time. Is that the one with peanuts?
Yeah, it's peanuts and then just like a big weird gloop of
glue.
Wood. Yeah,
like they glue peanuts to a nougat ball.
Yeah, I get it. I got no time.
I'm okay with it if in a pinch.
Yeah,
but.
Dude, that's the last.
It's not one I'm picking
dude,
up.
I'm
the
going
show.
Through Bitto Honey and like before I'm reaching for a payday bar.
Now, do we haven't mentioned if we're going to do a candy bar segment, we got to mention the original Hershey's, don't we?
I you know how I feel about it.
Yeah, you don't like pure chocolate.
No, it's got to have something in it.
But, well, I think it's the vanilla ice cream of candy bars. I mean, it paves the way for everything else. It's a staple, but by itself, meh.
See, I like where you're going with that. It is because I do love like a vanilla soft serve, but. You don't just order vanilla ice cream. You need something with it. Again, if we're handing out candy bars and you just give me a Hershey bar, I'm like, well, can we throw some almonds in there? Now, Hershey's with almonds, sure.
Yeah, they have nuts in them.
Yeah, but the regular Hershey bar does not. It's just, and I got-
See,
I
like the Hershey.
I got no time for that.
I feel like
somebody in the text line really likes the Hershey cookies and cream bar, and that is actually-
Oh, that, now that's, now we're talking. Yeah, why would I get the Hershey bar when I can get the cookies and cream? Because we know we like the whites.
You do.
Well, it's that much closer to a creamy Jonathan.
It is.
I wish I could have more white things.
All right.
I'm asking where the white power rankings go.
You ready to break?
I am ready to break.
I just have always preferred the whites.
Someone just texted in, and this is a good one, the Charleston Chew. Now we're talking.
I don't think I've had a Charleston
You've never
Chew.
Had a Charleston Chew?
Uh-uh.
Oh, they're good. Got a couple different flavors. The key to the Charleston Chew, you got to throw that bitch in the freezer for a little bit. Like you got to get that thing a little hard.
So is that a Tootsie Roll?
No, it's like a big. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Well, how would you describe a Charleston Chew?
Marshmallow flavored nougat.
Yeah,
it's covered in chocolate coating.
But they got like strawberry. There's a couple different flavors. But the Charleston Chew is that was an old Alaska camping.
So is it almost like chocolate covered taffy?
Yeah, a little bit like that.
Huh.
Yeah. I like that. Chocolate color marshmallow taffy sort of thing. Give it a whirl. If you come across one, I feel the strawberry is the better one. But that was my dad was a big whenever we go camping in Alaska, you'd bring a Charleston Chew, and by the way, like one Charleston Chew will last you like 7 years. It's kind of like a sugar daddy. You're never going to actually finish one. Your jaw will break before you get through one.
Now, maybe in that same category, you guys ever do Abba Zabba? I had a roommate in college who loved Abba Zabbas.
Yeah, I've had an Abba Zabba. Again, you don't really see them. But like a
taffy candy bar with peanut butter center.
What's the Rocket Fizz, I think it is? Is a little candy store down here in downtown, and they have all the old candies. So if you want like some nostalgia, head on there. They got like the candy cigarettes and like the Johnny Appleseeds and the Cherry Clan was always a fan of mine, but they got rid of the racist box, which, you know, was always a little
My
awkward.
My mom is adorably racist. You know.
The name Mr. Goodbar for the Hershey's chocolate bar came about due to a misheard phrase during its development. Hmm. Someone working on the product said, "That's a good bar," when tasting the new creation, but Milton Hershey, the company's founder, thought they had said Mr. Goodbar.
Yeah.
The name stuck, and the bar has been known as Mr. Goodbar ever since.
Let me state for the record. By the way, it's a quality bar. That's probably the best name of any candy bar.
Mr. Goodbar.
Mr. Goodbar?
Yeah, it's a good name.
It's a good alias, by the way. Nice to meet you, Jason Goodbar. That's a good it's a nice alias. You gotta come up with one.
I'm gonna start calling you that.
Jason Goodbar and Mr. Isaac Goodbar. Big Hunk.
Dude, don't even get me started on the Big Hunk. That is the good Lord. I don't know what that is. I feel like it's an industrial pace. I feel like that's like what you, like it attaches siding. No one.
Again, never had it.
You've never had a Big Hunk?
No, never even heard of it.
Well, you probably have all your teeth in. I got to bring in some obscure candy. Buck, have you had a Big Hunk?
I think I have at some point, but it's been at least a decade.
It is just a rock hard white, just goo. It is, you cannot... You will lose 3 fillings for every Big Hunk that you try to take down. It's ridiculous. And how it became popular, I have no idea.
Well, there's candy bar talk on a Tuesday?
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Is it
Tuesday.
Already Tuesday?
It is already.
Unbelievable.
You think it was a Monday?
The week is just a flying,
flying by.
You thought it was maybe Wednesday, didn't you?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Let's get started with sports talk. Let's check the notes here. We're going to start with 2 sports follow-ups from yesterday's program.
Ooh. Sports!
2 pertinent sports follow-ups for you. About Jock Peterson.
Yeah. And his 126 average or whatever.
Yeah, so you clearly did not see what happened.
Isaac and I had quite the exchange last night.
Yeah. And then right on cue.
Yeah.
Right on cue. This next story. So two of those follow-ups from yesterday's program coming up next here on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.